Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Pony Stampede podcast. I'm Billy Embody. Game week for SMU once again after an unexpected open date with TCU canceling, postponing the 2020 edition of the Battle for the Iron Skillet. And it'll be SMU taking on North Texas on Saturday at 5 o'clock Central on CBS Sports Network. SMU looking to avenge the last time they were in Denton, which was Sonny Dykes' first game as SMU head coach facing the Mean Green in 2018. Last year, SMU took care of business against North Texas in Dallas and now faces a team that, couple things, struggled to stop Houston Baptist, which is one of the hot up-and-coming offensive just programs really in college football, with their offensive coordinator being a Cliff Kingsbury disciple, one of the just hottest names in college football coaching right now, quite honestly. Just the way he's able to operate that offense at a high level. They took Texas Tech to the brink in last week's effort. So maybe a little bit more credit needs to go to Houston Baptist and what they're able to do offensively. But either way, North Texas defensively has struggled. And they are coming off a bye week just like SMU did last week when the TCU game came off the books. But Zach Kittley and that HBU offense really took it to North Texas in week one. They didn't really have an answer for it at all. And I would think SMU this week gets back to a little bit more of the passing game with Shane Buechele. And I know Sonny Dykes said this week on during his weekly media availability with us, he said, look, we need to get back to the team that's going to win this game is the one who runs the ball most effectively. And I think what he means by that, and just kind of reading what he's saying, is if SMU can have some explosive plays through the run game, if SMU, when they run the football, can do it at a high yards per carry and yards per play, that's where it's going to really open up the passing game. I think this is a big game for Shane Buechele. I think in terms of one of the players I picked to have a big game, it's not hard to make this pick, but Reggie Robertson is somebody I expect to really go off. He had a big touchdown catch in the season opener against Texas State, of course, after he came back from that nasty injury, but injury scare, I guess, and came back and caught the touchdown pass. This week, I think you see Reggie Robertson really have one of those big games that we've seen from him in the past. It looks like Danny Gray is going to be good to go from what I've heard as well. So SMU's offense should be at full strength with the addition of Tyler Levine coming back at running back. He couldn't play in the season opener against Texas State. They'll also add in potentially Demetri Jordan and Justin Osborne into that right guard battle. So in terms of the SMU offense, it's looking like they're going to have its full complement of players still waiting on TQ Jackson and his NCAA waiver decision to come in. But overall, this is a game that SMU's offense should eat in. They should really get after it. They did last year against North Texas. I mean, gosh, they've been a really good offensive team for the better part of or for last year especially, and showed flashes of it in 2018. But this team now has a chance to clean up what they made mistakes in against the Bobcats and come through with what would be another win over the Mean Green, and one that I think would really show the separation, I think, between the two programs. And look, I respect what Seth Luttrell has done there. I mean, it's a tough place to win, just like SMU was a tough place to win. And still, to an extent, if you don't have the right guy, is a tough place to win. But these two programs, I wouldn't say are heading in opposite directions, but the trajectory of where SMU is right now is much higher than North Texas. I think this is a statement game for SMU because next week you have your home opener against Stephen F. Austin. This week, you need to make a statement locally after taking care of business against Texas State, I would say is the best way to put it, and coming away with a win. This week, you have a chance to really show just how much you've made improvements over the last week or so during your bye week and where the program is at from a perception level. I mean, this would really knock, I think, UNT down quite a few pegs in this series because it's a series that, look, it's kind of similar in a way to the SMU-TCU where you've got the program in the bigger conference in TCU, but that is a storied rivalry. This is more of a, it's very lopsided series more than anything. But over the last few years, it's certainly gotten a little bit more into a level of hatred, and at least from the North Texas side. So SMU taking care of business is very important, I think, to this season, because you do go into a game against Stephen F. Austin where you're, again, going to be the heavy favorites, and then you're into conference play against Memphis. This is a good opportunity for SMU to build some confidence offensively. Not that they really need a ton more, but just to make the plays that they didn't, that they left out there against Texas State, that'd be a good sign for SMU going into what will be a quote-unquote tune-up game and then conference play. On the flip side, defensively, SMU is looking to, I mean, clearly tackle better. That was an issue against Texas State, and it makes sense. The team didn't really do it much of any tackling in fall camp, and so it looked like a team that hadn't faced live competition in well over a year, close to a year, I should say, and that was exactly what it looked like against Texas State. SMU didn't really change the way they practice. This is all about, and Sonny Dykes put it really well, and we kind of said this on the board too after the Texas State game, this season, and it's funny how off-season narratives and what people are talking about and all those things change when the first snap goes, because everybody over the course of the summer was saying, well, this season is going to be all about who can get the most players there, and sure enough, SMU has done that. And there are other teams that haven't, and there are other teams that have postponed games and canceled games and, you know, canceled seasons and then brought back seasons now that we're seeing with the Big Ten. But SMU hasn't faced too many issues with this. And so over the course of the summer, we always said it's all about who can get the most players to game day. And that's what SMU is trying to do. They're trying to get to the game, and then they'll play the game and then win the game in that order. That was what Sonny Dykes said this week. And it's true. You can't just say, okay, we're trying to win with this current climate of COVID testing and what we're looking at right now. So for this game, I do think because they've now seen live action, they've had a chance to at least correct some things, go back over film, whether it was alignments, whether it's tweaks to the new defense. I think SMU is going to be improved. I still think North Texas is going to make their fair share of explosive plays. I think with a mobile quarterback and Jason Bean, who had a pretty good game against HBU, at least, you know, from his perspective, that they're going to make some plays. And that's just kind of how it's been. You know, North Texas hasn't been held to a, you know, small number against SMU in you know, recent years. It's just, it is what it is. And SMU's defense, I think, in terms of what they are a defense built to make stops when you need them the most. That's kind of been the MO at times. And we've seen it at certain points. I mean, we saw it against Navy 2 years ago. We saw it against Navy last year. The one game we really didn't see it, I should say two games, Memphis and ECU in terms of the regular season. FAU probably as well can be included in that, although that game is just, it was a total mess from the beginning. But what Sonny Dykes noted 2 weeks ago now is that Kevin Kane and his second half adjustments and his ability to dial something up on a third down to force a sack, like we saw with Turner Cox's sack that knocked Texas State back into a field goal, like we saw last year when Delano Robinson got the pressure on Max Duggan and forced the incompletion on fourth down. Those are all things that this defense is designed to do. And I do think they've got to get better, one, just at controlling games. And that's something they want to do. They don't want to just be out there trying, you know, game on the line or having to make a stop on a third down to stall a drive and do this or do that. They want to be more consistent. And I think they've got to step that up as well against North Texas, because Oscar Attaway is a really good running back. Jason Bean can scramble around and make plays. And then their trio of receivers all went over 70 yards last week. Jalen Darden, Greg White, and Jair Shorter, all over 70 yards. So they've got different options that they can go to in this offense. And Seth Luttrell, you know, really good friends with Sonny Dykes, comes from the air raid tree, and he can dial up play calls. And this is a team that has given, you know, I think SMU a bit of trouble at times defensively. But I still think you look at what SMU did in the second half against Texas State as a building block, build momentum. I don't think it's going to be a beautiful defensive performance. I think defense overall for college football this year is going to struggle for the most part, unless you're doing it, a certain way, which lends to the potential of too much contact and contact tracing and potential exposure and all that, which is where SMU is erring on the side of caution. Now, I think you're going to see some tweaks to the defense this week. Brandon Crosley getting into that Texas State game for Brandon Stevens and making plays, tackle for loss, pass breakup, was an instant impact, just like we had been sharing with you guys. He is, I think, poised to play even more this week. Sonny Dykes mentioned some nickel and some dime, and I think that's perfect, because one thing SMU wants to do this season is have more speed on the field defensively. And if you have Brandon Crosley out there in the nickel, which I think he's a great corner, period, but he's also perfect for the nickel because he is so shifty. He can work with the slot and play them well. And he's got that confidence to play in the nickel, which you need as well, because there are so many different things that the slot receivers can do really in that where a nickel would normally play. So you're going to see him more. Armani Johnson, Brandon Stevens. Brandon Stevens looking to step up after a rough season opener for him. He got targeted. He had some pass interference. He just had a rough day. He's a veteran. He's a leader, and he'll be fine. I'm not too worried about him. He ended up having a good season last year and came out really strong in that Arkansas State game. And so we'll see kind of how he bounces back. But overall, I think the secondary would get a boost. I think you'd see more speed on the field. I'm interested to see how that would work with the linebackers. Maybe you could see you'll have Turner Cox at the Stang, which is pretty much stand-up defensive end. And then do you take Richard McBride off the field and keep Delano Robinson and Trevor Denbow out there and then play Crosley in the nickel? That would be, I think I would be intrigued by that more than anything, because, again, the speed factor. Now, you've got to worry about running the football there. There's not as much size. There's not as much physicality. Richard McBride led the team in tackles last week along with Chevin Callaway. So that is going to be something to watch. I picked Brandon Crosley as my breakout player for this game. And look, in this one, there's plenty of playmakers on either side of the ball. And whoever stops the big play and makes the big play when you get opportunities, that's going to be the difference. And that's why I've got SMU winning this one 49-31. Last year, that was pretty much a score. North Texas just a hair under that. But look, SMU covers. They take care of business. I know Denton is pretty much the only place where North Texas has had success. I don't think it's Saturday. I like SMU in this one to go out and get the win. So wanted to get you guys a quick podcast with some of my thoughts. We'll do a podcast on this game Sunday morning as well. I'll be right into the Lightning game for the Stanley Cup Finals with this one going on. So with that, guys, wanted to get you this podcast for your drive over to Denton or whatever you're doing on your Friday. But hope you guys have a great weekend. Quick reminder to leave us a rating, leave us a review, and subscribe to the podcast. And we'll have all your coverage on PonyStampede.com for SMU North Texas at 5 o'clock with the game being broadcast on CBS Sports. We'll catch you next time, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.